Hey guys, welcome to a brand new episode of Delayed Hyper Chat. I'm Michael.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Matt.
So we had to assemble because there is a rift in the force. There is a break in the space-time continuum. There is so much going on right now.
History is occurring as we speak.
Yes, it is unfolding. So I figured it was a good time for us all to come together and talk about this craziness going on right now in hip-hop.
Yeah, this is the portals of hatred have opened.
Yes.
And even as we speak, who knows if another track is going to drop?
Another beat?
Again?
Kendrick.
So if you don't know, right now, Drake and Kendrick Lamar are entangled in a very one-sided beef right now with tracks where Kendrick is definitely demolishing, destroying, and putting Drake to bed pretty much. Not only with good songs, but also good cover art.
Some damn good cover art.
Like, the cover art is another layer of it.
Yeah, like, I didn't think it was gonna be, like, worse than Euphoria.
Yeah, I didn't think it was either.
And then, yeah, because 616 LA wasn't, like, anything to kind of write home about.
But I felt like 616 was a warning shot.
Yeah, that was like a...
Yeah. And then Meet the Grams came out.
And that's...
And mind you, Meet the Grams came out 20 minutes after Drake drops Family Matters. Because we were like, oh, Drake finally responded. This is great. And then Family Matters happened and it was just like... Or, no, Meet the Grams happened and then it was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
You but know what's crazy? 616 ain't even on Kendrick's YouTube anymore.
Yeah, he was probably done with it. It did what it needed to do, so he was like, nah.
It did its job.
Yeah. But before we dive super deep into the Drake and Kendrick beef, this episode would be dedicated to all beefs throughout all types of media.
Not every single one.
Not every single one, of course not. But just like our favorite ones we can always like reference easily. Mm-hmm. Like, and then we might go talk about some of our favorite like rap beefs too that happened before this one with Drake and Kendrick. Like, I don't know, the Jay-Z and Nas beef that happened all years ago.
See, everybody references that one, but that one's not my favorite because that one, while it gave us some great music, there is one I find to be just hilarious.
See, now I don't like the way you say the word hilarious. Yeah.
what are you talking
that
about?
That sounds nefarious. So,
and this is going to probably surprise people given I really don't like one of them.
Uh-huh.
But it's Benzino and Eminem.
For some reason, I knew you were going to bring up Benzino and Eminem.
Because Benzino that is the funny
thing. Yes.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, this is when
there were some tracks that were put out recently.
Yeah. This is when Benzino still had that magazine he was owned. Was it the Vibe? No, he didn't own Vibe. He owned, I think, was it Source?
I think it was the Source. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
But he's always hated Eminem.
Yeah.
Always. But I've never, like, really heard a track, and then Benzino drops Rap Elvis. And it is one of the worst tracks I've ever heard in modern history.
Yikes.
It was garbage. Trash. But the funny thing is that he was going to interview talking about, oh, I killed Eminem. I buried him. It's over for him.
How?
Rap Elvis is the greatest track ever made. I'm the Eminem slayer. It's done.
Are you?
Yeah. Oh, Benzino, get your neck fixed.
Right? Do first. That first.
So Eminem gets with Lyrical Lemonade and a bunch of artists from Detroit, and he makes this track where he opens up What's the Difference? Like, what's the opposite of Benzino? And he's like, a giraffe. And it just goes on from there. Because he's talking about how Benzino ain't got a neck.
Yeah.
He's talking about how Benzino's in debt, how he broke.
Yes.
And it was just like, that's all the song was about, was sheer hatred for Benzino. And it was the funniest thing because Benzino at some point was on another interview. And he started off talking about how Eminem's track was whack and how it didn't kill him, but at the end of the interview this man is crying, he's in tears talking about he's tired of the beef, he's tired of this, he's tired of that. And it's like, bro, you started it again.
Yeah.
Well, Benzino's always been a loser, so
yeah.
let's keep that in mind.
But this was so funny to me, bro. I've never seen a rap beef so bad that you were left in tears. Machine Gun Kelly wasn't even that bad.
It wasn't
he
that
just
bad.
Moved
it was
to another genre.
Yeah.
But you are on interview crying man tears.
Not
talking
man
about
tears.
Please Eminem, let's just stop. Put it to bed.
Disclaimer,
I'm
we do
done.
Care about Ben's mental health on this show.
Like my
not Benzino's.
No, not his.
Yeah, yeah. And look, and I if there's one person whose mental health I don't care about, it's Benzino.
I see the day where somebody will make me root for Eminem. I was flabbergasted. I was amazed.
Not these college words you're using.
I just, it was so funny.
See,
and that might be my favorite rap beef.
See, now you bring up Eminem.
My second favorite, because man,
well, yeah, this current one's kind of nasty.
Because this one's nasty.
See, yeah. You brought up Eminem, and that's making me think about Mariah Carey versus Eminem.
Wait, you don't remember that? That was a whole thing.
Yeah,
like
she came out with a whole single, like a whole diss
yeah,
record.
Yeah, Obsess is like all about like her
she
whole thing.
She dressed up
Eminem.
Like him in the video.
Oh, we're unlocking memories. Okay,
yeah, it's 2008.
We're back. Yeah. We're back.
That like, but you know, I mean, Eminem kind of brought that on himself with yeah. all that like super angst, like white boy stuff he was doing back in the late '90s, early 2000s,
and pretty much saying he fucked Mariah, and she said that never happened, and he keeps to this day saying he did.
I will say, if there's nobody else who understands beef, it is Eminem.
Yeah, yeah, of course he does.
He is
yeah.
a beef magnet,
not beef like, magnet.
he is the storeroom of beef.
Yeah,
I mean he's hateable.
Yes.
I mean, speak. You know what? You know what's another one of my favorite beats?
Who? What?
In terms, like, it involves a rapper and everything, but the other person isn't a rapper.
Oh no.
50 Cent and Floyd Mayweather.
Yo, that beef was funny as hell.
Look, I will never.
He will donate. What was it? $1 million?
Yeah.
If he can read one page of a Harry Potter book,
that has been the. Like whenever I need a good laugh, I always think about that. He's like, read a page of this book, and then I'll donate $1 million. Just read it. And to this day, he still hasn't done it.
50 Cent is also another beef magnet. Like he gets into beef all the time.
Oh, absolutely. Oh yeah. What? Let's see what. Because this is like what 50 and Ja Rule.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember he bought all the tickets to a Ja Rule concert so nobody could be there?
Yeah.
And when they were like, yo, that must have been expensive, he said, nah, I got them through Groupon. It's no big deal.
Oh my God.
Look, yo.
That is supreme hate.
Yeah.
Like, the pettiness is.
It was off the charts.
It was immaculate. It was incredible. I was like 50.
No one beefs like 50.
Nobody.
Because he goes to hell.
Like, if you go low, he goes, like, subterranean.
He goes to the next dimension. Like, I am going so far low, you won't even know where I'm at.
Like, you didn't even know those depths existed.
God, he's beef with so many people over the years. But I think the Floyd Mayweather was probably, that was actually funnier than the
Jarrell
one.
Because all that time, Floyd Mayweather was acting like he was untouchable. Talking about, well, I'm Money Mayweather, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I still don't know how that beef started.
It's on some price really stupid.
He said something stupid, and then, you know, 50 Cent with the famous meme, what'd he say fuck me for? And then...
Oh! I forgot that's what that stemmed from.
That meme is really good still this day.
Oh, man. I mean, people still use it to this day.
You have to. It's good.
There's
so many good beef, so...
But let's get into our fictional beefs, because...
Yes.
I feel like those are, you know...
Funny.
I mean... Like, if we want to sit there and think about it, we can go to superheroes. I'm going to sit there and talk about Wolverine and Sabretooth.
Of course. Fate's a part of it.
I love the unabridged hatreds that they have for each other.
Yeah.
Like, it's always on sight. Like, Wolverine don't like Sabretooth. Sabretooth don't like Wolverine. They always at each other's throats
and
until
they fight to the death, too. It's not like they just box and no, they're trying to kill each other.
And
every time.
And they can't kill each other. That's funny.
That's the fun part.
Come here, bub. Whatever, pipsqueak. And it's just like, why are y'all fighting? And then Xavier and Magneto are just like, we gotta get our boys. They stupid.
They are very stupid.
Charles, they're beefing again. I see.
If we talk about X-Men beefs, I have to talk about Emma Frost and Jean Grey.
That's so funny.
That's been a 40-year beef. And uses one side. Like, Jean Grey was dead for like 20 years, and that one was still like, that stupid bitch. That fucking bitch. Fuck that damn bitch. That bitch dead now. Fuck that. I'm fucking her man right now. And Jean is literally in the ground. And she's still like, fuck that fucking hate. Redhead bitch.
That's hate.
When I get my hands on that redheaded bitch, when I get my hands on that redheaded bitch, that's Emma Frost.
But if we're talking comic books, how can we talk about Flash and Reverse Flash?
Yes.
Oh. All because when I'm not saying his name. Flash, I hate it. When Reverse Flash came back to meet Barry, Barry ain't get him dap.
Yeah.
And he's like, this will be a consequence that you will suffer for the rest of your life before and after.
Wait. That's why Eivor doesn't
because he did not get the acknowledgement that he wanted from Barry.
Yeah.
Let that sink in to you, you know. Soak it in.
I know some of the things Reverse Flash has done.
Oh, so do I.
That man went back in time and murked this dude's mother.
Yes. Yeah.
If I recall, there was a time where he even acted as what was it? His therapist?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he acted as Barry's therapist. There was a comic where he raised Barry.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, there was the one where he like killed all his like childhood friends so he would be all alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All because he didn't dap him up.
Yes.
That is like
And let's not forget the one that we all the Flashpoint Paradox.
Oh yeah.
Oh, where he just went like he just sort of put the idea in Barry's head to go back in time and save his parents and man, isn't it crazy? Isn't it crazy how you wish you could just go back in time? And he's like, huh. Now that you think about it,
right? I can do that.
So, Barry, you idiot. I purposely manufactured that very scenario that could have gone terribly wrong and left in many ways, but it didn't. And now here you are about to destroy the world. You fucking idiot. How do you feel?
Why? Like I said, Reverse Flash is probably he's like the god of haters. Yes. Okay. There's nobody that hates
for the pettiest reason of all too, like
the pettiest reason.
But that's the thing about hating. That's the thing about beef. You don't need a good reason.
That's true.
You just need a reason.
Yeah.
Look at anime.
Okay.
Okay. I think some of those are actually like warranted.
Okay. Oh. Some of them maybe.
Oh, okay.
But let's talk about one that you love a lot. Dio Brando. Why?
Because the fucking Joestars.
You mean the people who took him in? After this drunken man who was about to rob him said, please take my boy.
They broke, though.
Yes, they're broke. The Joestars are not. Dio is literally hating on them because they are rich and he was poor. And now he's at a family where he no longer has to want for anything. And he's sitting there like, you rich bitches, you piece of shit. Fuck you, Jonathan. I fucking hate your clothes. I hate the way that you eat your food. I hate the way that you think you just better than me. Oh, I'ma kiss your bitch before you do. You fucking idiot.
Right. I hate your dog. I'm killing him.
Right. I'ma get your dog cremated.
I poisoned your dad.
Y'all, I became a vampire just to spite you.
Okay. You say these things, but this all sounds like very justifiable.
Huh?
What?
It sounds what?
Justifiable?
We're not even done. I hate you so much, I'm going to steal your body so I can continue to hate in the future. And I'm going to go down two generations and I'm going to hate your grandchild.
That sounds like...
I never even met this dude, but I hate him because he got that star on his neck.
I mean...
Of course you think so. Of course you like this because you would be that Dio. You over here like, man... If I was suddenly flung into money, I would also hate the money. Like, what?
I don't know how you are trying to make me be, like, not a Dio apologist.
It's not working. You're right. You are a Dio apologist.
I'm Dio peeled. I'm sorry.
That's just who you are.
He ran people over on the sidewalk. Like, that took it to another level. I'm like, this man needs to be praised at all times.
I mean, Dio is probably... the top tier JoJo villain.
I mean, he's one of the top like anime villain in general, honestly.
His hatred was so strong.
Yeah.
It seeped into another person. And he was like, do you believe in gravity?
Okay, that was gay sex. That was different.
That was gay sex.
Yes, and during gay sex, he's like, damn, there's this family I hate. They're called the Joestars, and I just wish I could kill them.
He probably did that like right while he was like nutting in Poochie.
He's over here like, well, my man said y'all fucking up, so I'm gonna have to get rid of you.
Not my man. to my man. Thank you to my man.
I hate y'all so much.
Look, that's literally Dio Pucci. Let's see. I mean, I'm going to sit there and talk about Bleach all day.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. The Soul Society versus those goddamn arrow slinging sons of bitches.
Okay, so the Quincy's have a point, though. So
Do they?
Yes.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Those arrow shooting losers are just upset because they Soul King got murked. That's stupid.
Wow. It's almost as if they're avenging someone they cared about.
They didn't care about
you. If we want to distill it, it's U-Hawk and Yamamoto.
It really is just them two.
Yeah, it is them two.
And there's them just like following.
Right. Everybody else is like, our glorious king hates you, so y'all gonna have to die. I'm sorry.
And then the Soul Society is like, well, y'all killed the head captain, so we gotta murk y'all.
We're not sorry.
We're not sorry.
Yeah, it really was them two. I mean, I'm mad because U-Hawk got his lick back.
He did.
He really did.
Like, hey, man,
Yamamoto
look,
can't. He did. Dead as hell.
Glorious. The type of shoes he had on the casket.
Shit.
My bro's juicy.
Shit.
They didn't have to do the head captain like that.
He half the man he used to be.
Okay, I'm hurt. Let's move on. Ouch. You didn't have to do that.
Ouchie. Let's see. Another beef. Okay, it's going to come out of left field. But I just thought of it.
What?
Fucking DW versus Arthur.
Yo.
I hate you.
Yo.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. This is one of the first beats you're introduced to as a child, though.
I mean, look. Arthur rocked the hell out of DW.
I told you not to touch it.
Wham.
Gave her the boo bop.
Look,
she got that hard knocked down and cried.
That was funny as hell. Why would you get a plane that doesn't fly? That's stupid.
Not her gaslighting him the whole time.
Yeah, she did do that. Like the vitriol that Arthur had for DW.
Oh man. Look, it was so strong. We're still using the fist meme.
Yeah.
I mean, be fair, DW kind of deserted. I mean, she grew up to be a cop.
She did go to be a cop.
So like, he didn't punch her hard enough. That's what I'm hearing.
Should have knocked her the next week. I told your little bitch ass not to touch my plate.
She was a whole terror.
She was.
You brought that up, and my immediate thought was, wait, PBS do got some beefs. Like Elmo and Rocco?
Bruh.
You want to talk about a beef?
Where? What?
Elmo is not for that rock. And you know what? I'm with him. I'm with Elmo on this.
Yeah.
Fuck that rock.
Look, Zoe gaslit Elmo the whole time.
Every time I talk about Rocco wants the cookie. Bitch, what? With what mouth?
We were way too invested in puppet beefs because goddamn.
Yeah, we were.
But look, I was on Elmo's side because I was like, girl, what are you talking about? That's a rock. How the hell is a rock gonna eat a cookie?
Elmo, just throw him. Just throw him. What's she gonna do? Cry? Let her.
Right?
Cry tears.
She can just pick up a rock off the ground and everything and make that the new Rocco?
Right. Cry tears. Real tears.
That's... Oh, man. It's my fault. We got here.
Yes. Yeah. This is literally your fault.
Yeah, we were in anime. And you
don't let us get into the video game beast.
Ooh. Like, Castlevania is a good place to start some beefs.
Oh, look.
The Belmont versus Dracula?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Every generation.
Right? Dracula, you back again? Didn't Leon Belmont kill you?
Another castle?
Right? Didn't Richter kill you? Didn't Simon kill you?
If they killed me, I wouldn't be here.
Right? I'm back again.
You ever think of that, Belmont?
Why am I here if I'm dead? Stupid.
You ever think of that, Belmont?
Yeah, right? Dracula.
I mean, it's gotten so bad and everything. Alucard had to jump into it.
He had to, because his daddy was acting crazy.
Dad, you're wilding. Why am I wilding? Because these fuck-ass humans keep trying to kill me. Keep trying to take our castle. I raised you, you little goofy-ass boy.
Our castle? Where's your name on the deed? I ain't see you write those books.
Yikes.
You just eat here and sleep.
Damn. I mean, let's see. Who could forget about Cloud versus Sephiroth?
Oh, man.
That hatred spans across different games now.
Yeah. I love that Smash reveal when they show Sephiroth.
Oh, that was beautiful.
When they showed Cloud, like, I thought I got away. Damn it.
He can't get away from that man for nothing. Look,
Cloud got PTSD when that happened.
He's
he's like,
Seth Roth was descending like the paperwork cleared. I'm here now.
The paperwork cleared. The ink dried.
Right? He came down like, hey, baby.
Right? He was like, oh, fuck.
I was like, God damn it.
I told you I wouldn't be a memory.
Man, he was not lying, because we went from Kingdom Hearts, now we're back in Smash, dealing with this same fucking gray-haired man.
It's like that.
It'd be like that. We gotta be. But the beef between him and Cloud makes no sense, though.
What do you mean?
He hates Cloud for no real apparent reason.
That's the best beef.
Like,
of course,
Cloud inherited beef that wasn't even his.
That's true.
Because Cloud picked up Zach's beef with Sephiroth,
which was actually legit,
right? Because Zach was like, Sephiroth, I know you think this is right, but you wildin'.
And Sephiroth like, no.
And Sephiroth is like, well, if you feel like I'm wildin', run up.
Right? Like, look,
run this fade real quick.
If Sephiroth was wrong, Zach would have defeated him.
Yikes.
I'm just saying. Look, just like your DO apologist, Michael, I'm a Sephiroth apologist.
Okay, but see, when I'm an apologist for a character that's not going to destroy the world, okay?
If the world didn't want to be destroyed, it shouldn't be so destroyable.
Here you go.
It shouldn't be so
Dio destroyable. Dio just has a problem with one family.
Okay.
Sephiroth wants to destroy the world.
He don't even
it wasn't my world?
Wow.
It was just, it was called Midgar for a reason. It was mid.
Wow. You're terrible.
Am I?
Yes. Yes, you are.
Look, somebody should have stopped Sephiroth.
That's not easy.
Okay, well then, like, maybe they should get in the booth, bitch.
Oh, I just have another B. Cypher and Squall from Final Fantasy VIII.
That's all you, man.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know much about Final Fantasy VIII.
Yikes. I mean, I know about it, but like,
all you gotta know is they both had gunblades. I mean, Cypher didn't like him because he had a gunblade.
Silly. I'm on Cypher's side.
Of course you are.
Fuck Squall.
Of course you're on the side of the simp.
Look, you can't make me be on Squall's side. All right.
Squall get bitches and Cypher don't.
Cypher would have to do something inexcusable.
He killed Odin.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Wow. Not only is he a simp and a loser, he killed Odin, and you over here on his side?
I don't like Squall.
He don't get bitches.
I don't like Squall.
Wow.
What does Squall do to you? Squall got one of the best outfits and one of the best weapons in Final Fantasy ever.
Don't like him.
And he get bitches.
Don't like him.
Wow.
Not a fan.
Wow. Okay.
Let's see. Let's talk about some fighting game beefs, because you all are familiar with fighting games.
Of course.
I mean, yeah.
Thought about a random one.
What?
Jetta and Dimitri from Darkstalkers.
That's funny.
I mean, they're part of like the big noble houses. If you're like a lore person.
Yeah, they're just beefing because they kind of just have to, I guess.
I mean, Jetta was on bullshit, though.
He did try to revive like a demon baby.
Yeah. Dimitri's like, could you not do that? Maybe.
Yeah. He's like, you ain't doing nothing better.
Not sure you're doing nothing better. I mean, does Virgil and Dante count as a beef?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. I was gonna say,
Virgil don't like Dante. Virgil's like, you immature little bitch.
Just want to make sure.
He's like, loosen up. he's like, run the fade.
Right?
They do always fight.
But like, they fighting in games that don't even involve them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of one-sided, though.
How many times have we got to do this, Dante? As many times as it takes.
I mean, Virgil's a little busted at Marvel.
A little?
Okay. He's more motivated, that's all.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
I mean, I gotta talk about Mortal Kombat, because that's like
Beef Central. The game.
Let's see. I mean, I love Sonya versus Kano.
That's a good one.
That's great. That's another
site.
That's another, yeah, on-site beef. Let's see. Scorpion versus Sub-Zero.
Good one. Love that
one. I mean, they've kind of patched things up, like, within the years, but at first...
Not now.
Yeah, right.
We're back, baby.
They was like, the fact that they weren't beefing didn't sit right in Liu Kang's heart.
And of course, but the funny thing is like, it's still Sub-Zero's fault.
Yeah. Because
Sub-Zero's like, man, what is, instead of being good, what if I was bad?
Like, the thing is, right, he was good for most of it, but he was like, man, being good don't pay good money.
That's literally what it was.
Yeah, he's like, man, I need money for, like, heinous activities.
So,
this is and Scorpion's like, was just honor? And Sub-Zero's like, Skrill?
Like, fuck Shang honor.
Like, How would you like to have a real payday?
And then Sub-Zero was like, man, I could use some cold hard cash.
Shane's song in that game is just...
That was a hater.
He was a hater.
That was a hater.
Wait, yeah. Who?
Shang Tsung.
Oh, look, that's big hater. That's like Mortal Kombat's number one hater.
My boy Rep just made up a Kronika. Just made her up again. Cause we over here thinking Kronika's at it again. Nope. Psych. Wrong.
She on ball.
That was just Shang Tsung again.
Yeah, that was funny.
Liu Kang, I came to your universe to ruin your life. By uplifting my counterparts and my little gay best friend, Quan Chi.
We love a gay duo.
And they're just like, but wait, you gave us power so you could just fuck with him? Like,
that's
the real gay agenda.
I mean, they kept revenge. The funny thing is, they kept the powers. They were like, well, all
right. Right. I was like, huh. You know, something feels wrong about this.
You know who should have still had a beef?
Who?
Devorah and Quan Chi, since he killed him.
Well, I mean, we ain't seen her pop out yet.
Technically, Devorah didn't kill Quan Chi.
I mean, she helped.
No, she didn't. She didn't do anything.
Yeah, she could have saved him. She said, Quan Chi.
You trying to make my fucking head hurt. You know how much I hated that shit.
I was,
in MKX.
I was on the fucking floor dying laughing when she could have easily saved him.
Like, she was like, damn, that's rough.
Well.
Yeah, I mean...
That's helping the Kai Ten.
I don't think Scorpion hates Quan Chi this time around.
I don't think he does either, but it's like a whole new universe.
Man, what about the beef between Kotal-kan and Shao Kahn?
Man, that's on site forever.
That's a beef. Like, yeah, didn't Shao like...
Yeah, but Shao kind of won that beef.
He did.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's
beat
like...
that ass.
He's like, man, you ever seen Batman?
Bro said, enjoy the wheelchair.
You beef with me, you beef with me forever.
Hey, Jay, what's it like pushing your man around?
Yikes.
Like, you gonna beef with me as long as medical insurance is still working.
Do they even have medical insurance in our world?
They probably do.
It's called Survive.
They probably got Red Cross, Red Shield or something with all the blood.
He said Survive, the new medical insurance. $0 copay.
No, test your might is the copay. If you can break these blocks, you get free health insurance.
I hear the Tarkatans are great surgeons.
We can't talk about the Tarkatans.
Yeah, because I don't know what the hell Liu Kang did with that one.
I love this. I love them having like a disease now.
That was like, fucked up.
Bro was over there in the booth and he was like, I don't know about this, Lord Liu Kang. Trust me.
I'm cooking.
It's a disease.
Right?
It's gonna work.
They got outworld COVID. It's fine.
I'm cooking.
Man, like, Gears really should have said something.
Like, Gears should have said something.
Gears is over there like, I don't know, man. And Liu Kang is like, look.
Like, hold on, bro. I'm cooking. Hold on.
Look. He was a little too top tier before. We had to scale him down.
Yeah.
Let's see. There's so many beefs in Tekken that I love.
Lots of beefs in Tekken.
I mean, the eternal beef of Jin and Kazuya.
I mean, dad be dad?
Jin and Kazuya. Kazuya and Heihachi.
Yeah. The whole Mishima line. Okay, what's her name? Heihachi's
Kazumi?
Yes, Kazumi and Heihachi.
Right, Kazumi and Heihachi?
What, Okuma and Heihachi?
Yeah, that came out of nowhere.
Akuma and Kazuya?
That came out of nowhere, the Akuma thing.
I mean, this is like Akuma and everybody at this
Look,
point.
He was contracted by his best friend, Kazumi Mishima.
Contracted to his bestie.
He's like,
come on, Oomphy.
Right, like, just, all she did was like... Man, where my bestie at?
Right?
Let me call the homies.
Ooh, wait. I just thought about Resident Evil.
Oh, man.
Chris and Wesker?
How could I forget about Resident Evil?
Some good beefs are there.
Chris and Wesker?
A good one. Are they still beefing now, though?
He kind of did, so.
I mean, it's like Umbrella and everyone at this point. Well, yeah. Umbrella and Stars.
I guess Nemesis and Jill would definitely count as a beef because that was the whole game was dedicated to
it. I mean, yeah. I mean, it was more like Nemesis and Stars.
Yeah.
I mean, what? Oh, Leon and Krauser.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Look, that was probably one of my favorite parts of Resident Evil 4. Oh, and Leon and like that village in Spain because they hated that man.
They really did.
He walked in and they were like, nah, we don't fuck with this gringo.
right? It was like that Squidward pointing me, white.
Not white.
White.
Blanco.
Yikes. There's just so many good beefs in like video
games.
So
many.
It's like you can just go through so many.
And here we are at the apex, the beef of beefs right now.
Yes.
Oh man.
Kendrick. And this is not the beef I would foresee in 2024.
I mean, Megan Thee Stallion kind of like is the reason this is all even started in the first place.
I'm telling y'all, ever since Cat Williams did that interview, the world been weird.
It has definitely been on topsy-turvy.
I mean, the thing is like Drake's like downfall kind of started with him like, you know, not shutting the fuck up.
Yeah, making fun of Megan and his her being assaulted by Tory. Also trying to like say free Tory Lanez on his Instagram and just
because they Canadian. Isn't he Canadian?
Yes, they're both Canadian idiots.
Yeah, and then making fun of Megan on like her loss.
Yeah.
That
was just like, why are you doing this for a bum that you didn't even like at first? Because I didn't even know that him and Tory Lanez weren't even like cool at first.
Of course they were cool, but you know. Of course, idiots are going to sit there and link up and everything to disparage a woman.
Yeah.
And that was the first nail in the coffin. And then since then, it's kind of been pretty bad for Drake.
Yeah, because his was funny.
Pretty bad?
I mean, look, like it was quiet for a while and then Megan dropped his and then
that was great.
And then everybody who kind of had a problem with Megan was like, you're not going to sit there talking about me because let's not forget Nicki Minaj's week-long meltdown.
Over one line.
Weakest shit I've ever fucking seen.
She made that goofy-ass Bigfoot song. She could have kept that in the drafts. Like,
it was made!
It was so bad.
It was very terrible. And, of course, like the barbs are like, she cooked Megan. Like, no,
she ate and left no crumbs.
She left everything on the table. Nothing was created. It was nothing made that night.
Hey, she ate nothing.
Like, she ate dust.
She starved.
Talking about some ate.
After his drop, it was just like everything just came out.
You know the funny thing is
what
that Megan's Law line kind of implicates a lot more people than just Drake in the rap industry.
It does.
So I think like a lot of people got hit by that.
Apparently so.
Yeah, but I think the thing that really applies to Drake was like the cosplay gangsters.
Yeah,
posting another nigga hood like a bad bitch. Like that was literally about so Drake, good. And that I was like,
such a good lyric.
And then Like That came out, and the funny thing is like I don't think Kendrick was directly dissing anybody in his verse, was he?
It might have been like subliminal. It got to the
right at some point. When he was talking about some ain't no big three, it's just big me. When it became more direct.
That was very direct.
But also, like, I don't even think, like, I wouldn't even took that as a diss and everything. It was just like, he was saying, like, it ain't y'all, it's me.
Honestly, it felt like he was trying to poke more at J. Cole than Drake. It's just that Drake's the one that took the bait.
Well, yeah, because he felt like
threatened. Didn't Cole drop, like, something?
That look, bullshit song he came out with?
Look, I call it bullshit. But let's face it, his heart just wasn't in the beefing with Kendrick.
It wasn't.
He even said he did it because the fans expected it. And at first, I too was one of those that was like, you weak ass bastard. You stupid bitch. This ain't hip hop. What the fuck are you on? You
just say
asshole. You mark ass, punk ass, whack ass, lame ass. I was all that.
You had waited to have this type of like energy for J. Cole.
Yes. I just wanted people to be on the type of time that I've been on with J. Cole. All right. I wanted people to be on the same side as me. Because you want to talk about hate? I hate that man.
Why?
I'm tired of him. Because when he empowers stupid people.
Okay. That's a good reason.
His music empowers stupid people who ain't really listening to him.
And not very intelligent either.
Like, I'm not going to say he's a bad rapper. I can't possibly. He's a good rapper. But I think he's boring.
Okay.
That's and other fair. People will be like, man,
just don't understand. You don't have to intellect.
You just don't understand his lyrics. They're so cold. They're so good. When you reach deep down and you get to the bottom of those lyrics, bro, this is a song about him folding clothes. He's doing one chore for a pregnant girl, and he ain't even washing the clothes. He's folding them. What's the subliminal here?
The subliminal is that he's folding within himself.
Yeah.
As the servitude of the earth or whatever nonsense that, like, you know, pretend book
he's
readers
going
do.
Against the patriarchy. Duh.
There you go.
Oh, you're right. Real men don't fold clothes.
Exactly.
That's a woman's job. Exactly. But hey, he's better than that.
Exactly. Right? He's biracial.
But I mean, it's okay because J. Cole bowed out. He was like, "Hey, I'm sorry. I don't know what I don't know what came over me."
He even deleted his diss.
He really did.
I mean, he should have deleted. Well, wasn't his like that little thing he came out with might delete later?
And I wish he would delete that whole album. It's fucking trash.
Okay, that's like, fair.
But I'll never forgive him for that alphabet bar he put out.
Okay, that was bad.
Yes. No part of that song was good.
But in retrospect, it was
He just knew
the right decision.
He did. Because
I don't know what. Because whatever skeletons are in his closet are staying there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't. Yeah, because after like that happened and like J. Cole did his thing, didn't like Drake come out with something?
Because
Euphoria was in direct, like,
that's when he dropped Push Ups, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. I didn't hear Push Ups, so I didn't know what the hell that was about.
Push Ups actually wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. It was some more jabs, and it was like, all right, Drake, I see you rapping, like, for real, for once. Like, I've always said, I'm not a fan of poppy singer Drake. I like rapper Drake.
But rapper Drake is a fraud, though.
Yes, I'm aware. I am very aware. Kendrick has made that very clear.
I said the same thing years ago, but I was crazy. Everybody, like, we don't want that. We want the real Drake. We want the gutter Drake. I'm like, oh, okay, guys.
I was like, he's not that person.
He's really not. He grew up
in Canada. What are we talking about?
He's Jimmy Brooks from Degrassi.
Damn, I got to take, if you're hearing this, it's too late off my whole Spotify. Like, I got to go through all the Drake songs I have, and I just got to get rid of them.
I mean, you can still listen to them. It's just that we know that these are fraudulent.
Because I'm going to feel the eyes of Kendrick on the corner.
The eyes of Kendrick.
You going to tell me how he remembered how I was conflicted?
Yikes.
Misusing my influence?
Okay, yeah, so push-ups happened. And then then Kendrick dropped Euphoria.
Yeah.
And look.
That was a fun time.
That I didn't know there was so many ways you could eviscerate a man.
Yeah.
And he did it multiple times on that one track.
But you still had people like, that was weak.
It's not danceable. We wouldn't have this in a club. Who wants to play this in a club?
Somebody was actually talking to me saying, well, Kendrick didn't even say anything new about Drake. I mean, that was all just a bunch of bars. That's all he was just talking. Yes.
Yeah.
That's all this should be.
Yeah.
But then.
It got very personal.
Well, I mean, and then, yeah, 6:16 in LA dropped, and that was just kind of like, eh.
I feel like that was really a warning. That was a threat. He was like, look, man, you got people in your corner that don't got your best interest.
Yeah.
I got you've been poking around at me, and you ain't find none because I'm boring.
They literally did not have his best interest because.
Right. And then Drake dropped Family Matters, and.
I mean,
it was all right. Like, it sounded decent. And then,
I mean, he dropped that talking about, well, you're a wife beater and you're a colorist.
Which aren't untrue claims. People said that about him for a long time.
Yes. That he's a colorist.
Yeah, that he's a colorist.
And he even talked about the issues between him and his wife on Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers.
Mm-hmm.
So those weren't untrue things. But then.
Yeah.
The big one.
Like, I was about to ignore that until Kendrick dropped apparently 20 minutes after Family Matters, Meet the Grams.
Yeah.
And he's like, you supervise a bunch of pedophiles and you even participate in some of it. Yeah. You have a gambling and a drug problem. You pop too many pills. You're a deadbeat parent to the child we know about, and you're hiding one that we don't know about, and she's at least 11 years old.
Yeah. Plus you got a BBL.
Right.
Plus your abs are fake. You're not black.
But you're not black. And like I told y'all, this all happened as I was going to bed, peacefully about to sleep next to my darling wife. And this, I was like, one more quick scroll on the internet before I go to sleep. And I see that Kendrick done dropped this damn song. And then like Drake dropped. It's Beef Watch 2024. You can't sleep.
Yeah.
I had to get up out of bed. Like, I'm sorry. Beef Watch 2024 is real. I'm sorry.
You didn't say Beef Watch.
Not to them.
In his head, he probably did.
I was just like, hey, I'm going to be up a little bit longer.
And something happened.
They kind of just went like, okay. And they went to sleep. And I'm sitting there. I'm replaying them a couple times. Like, God damn it, Kendrick. This is evil.
And I didn't think he could get more evil.
And then.
Oh, Lord.
And then, as we were just planning out the recording today, eating dinner, fueling ourselves with the madness that was to come, he drops again.
Yeah.
And
this new one was just like direct, unapologetic shots. There was nothing like subliminal.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you're a kid toucher.
You want to dance? Let's dance.
Yeah, like, you're a kid toucher. You touch kids. You're a pedophile. You're like, you like minors. You like little girls.
It was big yikes. It was very big yikes.
Yeah, I mean, oh, well, yeah, let's talk about
certified lover boys, more like certified pedophile.
I mean, and then some of the stuff that, like, he said on, like, Meet the Grams was, like, harsh. He's like, I hope you die.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm
like,
a terrible person. I'm sorry you have this as a father.
Yeah, that was rough.
Adonis, I wish your grandfather wore a condom.
Like, make sure when you get 18, you listen to this. Like, damn.
Like, what kind of Kill Bill setup is this?
Right?
I was sitting there like, this is a kind of a dark beat. I wonder what's going to happen here.
Oh, it got dark.
I had to grab my bottle of water, take a few swigs. Like, yo, Kendrick is upset.
Very
Drake,
upset.
Drake, apologize, please.
Do it now.
I don't even think Drake, like, there's nothing Drake could do to sit there and come back.
Drake is over here just posting pics and memes.
Yeah.
Drop a bar.
He can't.
He posted the memes for his people, the white people.
Yeah.
Because the white people are eating the memes up. Drake got you again, Kendrick. And it's just like, you all are idiots.
Right, they're not even listening to each other. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Look, Drake got you again there.
Look, the Drake defenders and the Aubrey Angels are doing their job.
They're not.
Drizzlers?
The Drizzlers.
But there's nothing. At this point, there's nothing Drake could do to kind of come back from this, I think. Like, what is he going
to
sit there and say?
You really going to have to find something on Kendrick. And bro was like, look, I'm boring. I go home, I talk to my kids, I'm angry at my wife, and that's it. I mean, what you got?
Not my bitch wife.
Like, everything that you about to say, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers done already said. What you got, buddy?
Yeah.
I don't touch kids. I don't got a rep for that.
The worst part about this is that all this information coming out of, like, Drake's camp, and he don't know where the leak's at, too.
And that's the crazy thing. The covers that he's choosing.
The cover have been disgusting.
The one that's clearly taken inside of his house.
Yeah.
Meet the Grams.
Oh, yes.
Man. His outfit, his little outfit of the day, and his Ozempic, and his pills that he takes. I think it's like sleeping pills. Somebody said he has an addiction for sleeping pills.
I mean, he already sang the song about how he be taking Xanaxes.
Yeah, so it's not out of the ordinary, but damn, just the fact that it's there.
That he could take the picture.
Yeah, who took that damn picture?
I don't know.
That's some TMZ shit.
And then to have, like, another cover of the OVO compound.
Yeah, all those damn things for people actually in there. That was crazy. Like, that's some psychological warfare type shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna just say this. I never want to beef with anybody this hard ever in my life.
Why not?
I don't have an envy, man. Like, I can't.
I know I do.
Same.
Look, I'm gonna leave the real hating to y'all. I don't
hate hard enough, obviously. Kendrick is teaching us.
Like, I don't like people, but I don't. Look, y'all got the hate.
There's some definite people I like.
Like, Kendrick has inspired me.
He inspired a lot of people. Like, we are not going hard enough for
the
hate.
The hatred in my heart isn't strong enough.
Nope. We need to get to, like,
I need
Sith
more.
Level.
I need to cultivate the hatred to be on par, if not greater, than Kendrick's with Drake.
Now, that's going
to
be difficult.
Look, we have to try.
That's true.
Yeah, well, don't let Kendrick down. You can always hate more. You can always hate a little bit more every
day. He said he's the biggest hater, and he's showing us.
He really is.
He's showing us the way. Like, he's like, you can hate like this, too.
If you just put your mind to it.
You just put your mind to it. You play a few mind games. You find people who kind of don't like them, but know a lot. You, too, can hate like this.
Easy peasy.
And you know what, Kendrick? I don't want to let you down. I'm going to find somebody I hate right now. And I'm going to send them pictures like, this you? Fuck you.
Not quote tweeting.
Yes.
Oh, man. This is just really bad for Drake. From a PR standpoint, this is terrible optics. Like, these allegations are bad. I mean, these have been pretty much stuff circulating all over the internet and all around for like years. But now just to have someone else of his caliber pretty much confront him with it publicly.
Yeah. But, and the funny thing is, it's just like, yeah, like all, both of them are like, are calling each other out about shit like that. That they're kind of like, I'm just like, Drake going to Kendrick being like, yeah, you're a domestic abuser. And it's just like, but you were cheering on Chris Brown and Tory Lanez.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
There is a bit of hypocrisy here, too, that we can't, like, overlook.
Yeah, especially with Kendrick Lamar, like, going to Drake. You touch little girls, and it's just like, whoa.
You were defending one.
Yeah, didn't you cape for R. Kelly to get his music back on Spotify? What are we talking about?
You threatened to take your own music off Spotify if they didn't do it?
Yeah, and Spotify caved, too. That was the weird thing about it.
They know how much, like, money they would be losing.
It's R. Kelly. Like, who cares?
It's not the R. Kelly. It's more so the Kendrick.
Oh, well, yeah.
They don't want to lose that amount of money that they're getting from revenue. So they could just like, okay, fine. We'll put this pedophile back on our streaming service.
Here, damn.
Yeah, and I'm glad, like, people are pointing out the hypocrisy between, like, Drake and Kendrick, because it's just like...
Yeah, Kendrick gets 61.9 million listeners. That's quite a bit of money.
That's a big chunk of listeners.
That is true.
There are people who just listen to just one artist on Spotify sometimes, too.
Right.
So they probably just have a subscription just so they can make sure they can listen to all the music from their favorite artists anyway. So that could take a good chunk out of their listener base.
Yeah.
And you know money's the only thing they care about. They don't care about ethics and shit.
They really don't.
But yeah, the hypocrisy there.
Well, clearly Kendrick doesn't either, because I'm just like, how are you going to sit there and call this man out and you sit there defending another abuser? That's weird.
Because we have to separate the artist from the art.
What?
You heard him.
They're doing the same shit.
But R. Kelly made I Black and Fly.
That's true. Ooh,
I want to call you a slur so bad. Because out of everything, I believe I can fly.
The fact that you say you want to call me a slur is almost just the slur itself.
Yeah, you know what? Let's go with that. Think about the slur that
I know it is.
No, you don't know.
That's even worse.
Look,
here inventing slurs in your head against them?
No, I'm digging back like between like the 1700s and 1800s for stuff.
Yikes.
Whoa.
Yikes.
Okay, buddy. See, you talk about how you can't beef with nobody, but then you do this.
The hypocrisy lives.
That's not beefing and everything. Cause
no. You just slurs?
No. After this, I'm going to be like, oh, I love my best friend so much. They're so great.
Still a flash of Kendrick in you.
It really is.
Damn.
Digging up slurs from like ye old times.
Damn. Is Kendrick teaching me to hate?
Yes. The spirit of Kendrick.
I don't want to hate, though.
He got his hand on your shoulder talking about hate, my son.
Hate harder. Yeah, it's going to be a thing now. The spirit of Kendrick. You take each other to hate.
I remember when you weren't conflicted. Properly using your influence. You didn't put them in a deep depression.
Stop it.
Okay,
so it's easy to say we don't have to ask who won this battle. Like, we all know.
That's the thing. We could say who won it now, and it's still going to go. Because now, at this point... We're beating a dead owl.
This is an OTG right now.
That and the fact that, like, Kendrick did say, in Not Like Us, that he still got, like,
right, like he still
good six or seven tracks.
He said the rabbit hole goes deeper.
That's crazy.
And you know what? A part of me is just like, I don't need to hear anymore, but I'm also just like, hey, why don't you, like
drop the Drake hate mixtape.
Yeah, just put it on Spotify.
Drop the mixtape.
Look, call it like, you know,
the Grand Family Secrets or something.
Some silly.
Oh, or look, he could call it Degrassi or something like that.
Oh, they like Degrassi.
The Degrassi
reference.
Yearbook.
Not a Degrassi reference.
Wait, I need to. What was the episode that Rick shot Jimmy?
Oh, that episode.
Like, he could just name it after that and put, like, that as the cover photo or something.
Yikes.
Whatever it takes.
Do I have that on here? Actually, I don't. I forgot to put it on here.
Oh, man. Well, people, we are witnessing Drake's downfall in real time.
We are witnessing one of the most vicious beefs in music. Hip hop is alive. Yeah. Friends.
I mean, we needed a good, like, rap beef, to be honest, because
the rap game has been too cozy, too safe, too social media.
Well, I mean, on the women's side of everything, it's been pretty.
Yeah, the girls have been fighting.
Yeah, okay. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, because, yeah, we already mentioned, like, Meg and Nicki, and then Nicki and Cardi have been beefing for years, but now, like,
Nicki and Lotto, and.
Oh, yeah. Now, you want to talk about 20, Lotto. You want to talk about 20v1. It's like Nicki versus the girls.
Pretty much.
And Nicki's not winning. Let's make that clear.
Yeah. Nicki is losing. Yeah, because aren't JT's beefing with people?
Yes.
Rap's princess, Ice Spice, is.
She's beefing with people. She's beefing with Lotto, too.
She is beefing with. Which is. To me, that's a weird beef, because I'm like, Lotto is a better rapper than Ice Spice, so.
Not even close. Not even close.
Not y'all saying Ice Spice can't rap.
She can't.
She really can't. She got lucky.
She got lucky.
Let's see. Doja was beefing with Civil Rights.
Yo, not Civil Rights.
Wait,
she was beefing with a fandom, but
because she was beefing with Civil Rights, and then she was also beefing with the alt-right.
Yikes.
Because they kind of got on her, but that was weird. Her white fans heard of her. They were like, girl, why does your hair look like that? Ew, why is it not straight? Why is it not straight, Blackie?
Who was that from Migos that was beefing with Chris Brown?
Quavo
recently?
And Chris Brown.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And Chris Brown buried him.
For a moment, for a brief moment of time, I said to myself, yes, Chris Brown. Continue.
How? Oh, yeah. I actually heard that. I was like,
yeah, Chris Brown buried him. That was disgusting.
Like,
that was
Quavo.
That was a one-hit knockout.
And you know what's crazy? He wasn't wrong when he said that line about how people wish it was Quavo instead of Takeoff. And I felt bad because I was like, damn, I was one of them.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was one of them. Because when I heard the situation of what happened, Takeoff did not deserve what happened.
Yeah.
That was Quavo's fault.
Oh. Oh, right.
Now, it wasn't because I hate Quavo and shit. But, like, when you hear what happened, what went down, Takeoff was killed because of some shit Quavo started.
Yeah.
And he was just a bystander.
Good, right?
So I feel like if you start the problem, the problem should be your consequence. And the fact that he's walking around like that's not the case for him, he's still out here just making music all willy-nilly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he literally is.
Yeah. So the fact that Chris Brown, of all people,
Chris Brown really shouldn't be beefing with people.
It's not who I would have chosen.
Not me either.
But yeah. I'll take what I can get. Chris Brown is still on the no playlist. But I'll let this one slide.
Yeah, I don't listen to anything from Chris on his first album. Anything after that, I don't listen to.
Yeah, I don't like how that like kind of justified like some Chris Brown fans, because they're like, oh, well, he murdered Quavo. And it's just like,
I mean,
let's be serious, because it's a lot of women caping for Chris Brown.
Well, of course, King Breeze is like 90% women.
That's still stupid. Don't like, how do you see him abuse all these women and just be like,
because they want to be abused?
You saw Jill Scott was like, him being an abuser does not matter to his ability is more important.
What? Look,
I don't care about Jill Scott or her concrete laying stepdaddy with that stupid BS, because that was dumb. My stepdad laid some good concrete, and he was a good man, even though he beat the hell out of my, like, girl, what are you talking about? No.
That's the real beef right there.
What?
The real beef is like people who were defending the abusers.
I mean, it happens all the time. Like, oh yeah, like that was another thing with like Kendrick. If we talk about abusers and everything, he had Kodak Black on Mr. Morale. And I was just like, what? Good. You can't sit there like, you know, where does this all this stuff end?
I'm still kind of Jill Scott.
Jill Scott's a little older. She's from a different generation. So, of course, she's like
Jill Scott.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah. She is a Gen Xer, ain't she?
Yeah. It's like her and Erykah Badu like are on the same like wavelength or stuff like that.
Erykah Badu is so trash.
I don't never want to talk about nothing she got to say. Like, just be thick and quiet.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, she thick and she got pretty eyes. She going to say what she wants.
She really is. All the time.
And people, over people here, are going to go for it because they're going to be like,
over here trying to these black men with her yoni.
What?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but yeah, that's literally like everybody's, people are just going to be like, she thick?
I mean, yeah.
And hazel eyes? Like, I don't know what you want from
me. Light colored eyes will do it.
I want the yoni.
Have you never heard her call her that?
No.
Oh yeah, that's a thing that she says.
I mean, but lots of like neo soul, spiritual, like
hotep-y, spiritual lyrical miracle types.
Oh my god, my spiritual lyrical miracle.
Right, dollar store crystal baddies and everything just be saying stuff like yoni.
They be the most toxic people, though.
And saying shit like womb men.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
That be them, though.
I hate that so much.
The sage burning, astrology loving,
crystal girlies.
What?
Astrology loving crystal girlies?
Yeah.
Yo, I hate women.
Yeah.
So much.
You know another beef that we didn't talk about earlier?
What?
Was when Joe Budden was going against the Migos.
Joe Budden beefs in general are funny.
Yeah, what? I forgot what that was for.
He said, Mimi's like, you left him off Bad and Bougie. He's like, I didn't even remember.
Oh, yeah, that was Academics. Academics definitely can't talk.
Yo, you talking about beef with everybody, especially women?
I don't understand.
Actually, I just remember the beef with him and Sully Santana. That's still going on right now.
Didn't Saucy Santana say he was going to fuck him?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Saucy. Wait.
No, Saucy, wait, don't do it.
Wait. Ain't he transphobic?
Okay.
We can't root for nobody.
We can't, because they always doing some stupid
God
shit.
God damn it. Because I remember that. Like, he's transphobic as hell.
Yeah, Saucy Santana.
Saucy Santana.
What? Look, I didn't know that. Gay men being transphobic is very common.
Time out.
What? Yeah, don't say Kendrick dropped something new.
Please don't tell me he dropped another one.
No, but like, I think people digging up pictures.
Of what?
Of Drake and his little girl.
Oh, no.
not the daughter.
Oh, his somebody found him?
Look.
I don't know.
This isn't confirmed. None of this is confirmed.
Allegedly.
This is all alleged.
There's another beef that I'm forgetting. Who? Drake and Soulja Boy.
Oh God, that was so stupid.
I mean, Soulja Boy had a legit claim though.
I mean, he did, but it was like that was really one sided.
It was because
Soulja Boy's God, he came up with that Nintendo console.
Okay, all right.
I'll never forget him.
Is
that AI or something?
Yes. Well, at the very least, it's fake. But see, this is the thing. We so ready to see what's going to happen next. We got to fact check everything.
Yeah.
Look, at this point, Drake going to have to pull a Simpsons and like be like, Drake died on the way to his home country of Canada.
He did call Drake a colonizer.
That was funny.
And that's not untrue.
That was funny.
Every time that... How many times have we been like, there go Drake on another flow, the dance hall shit,
another whole nother like
Caribbean
accent.
Shit.
I'm still mad. He made fun of the Canadian accent. No, the Toronto accent. I'm sorry, that's real specific.
All that Crody thing.
That shit was funny as hell. I was like, Toronto accents are terrible. That's probably one of the worst accents in the world, honestly.
Oh God, this. I know this has to end, but I don't want it to.
It probably won't end anytime soon, but I mean, this is enough entertainment for like a one weekend. Like,
and let's make something very, 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 very clear. Drake is still going to have a career after this.
Of course he will.
Like, there are some people, yes.
He'll have a career.
Because even if he gets all this shit said about him, there's still so many people, the Aubrey's Angels, as Michael has dubbed them, that will continue to ride for him.
Yeah.
Like the Valkyries.
Yeah.
The Quadroons.
God damn it.
the pale walkers that think they know real hip hop, all of them, they will continue to listen to Drake and be like, you know what? All that stuff might have been true, but Tootsie Slide slaps.
Yikes.
That's, to me, that's weird. Like, how could you sit there and let, first of all,
here's the
whole, like, you know, like pedophile allegations and everything, at that point, you should just stop. Like, no. I feel like that should be the
allegations.
Okay, so here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. People who are really about hip hop have probably stopped listening to Drake a long time ago. But the people who are into pop or into like the catchy stuff,
the top 40 stuff,
right? They're not gonna stop just because of some allegation, just because of somebody who they probably don't even listen to.
Yeah, that is true.
And Kendrick.
Remember, yeah. To Pimp a Butterfly was not better than 1989.
Almost blew a goddamn gas for you saying that in my motherfucking face. In
I have
my
to
presence.
Remember. I have to remember you're referencing something.
Yes.
And not
I don't feel this
that.
Way. Yeah, I'm not.
I have to remember that this is a reference.
Yes.
Not a. Oh, not a.
This is a reference to the people that you're talking about right now who are going to still be fans of Drake regardless.
To me, that's wild. There has to be a line. But
is there?
I can't sit there and be surprised at everything. Like, hell, there are people who are still rocking with Kanye after all the Hitler stuff.
Yeah. People still playing.
There are people
R.
still
Kelly music.
Waiting.
Yeah, you're right.
Step in the Name of Love is a bop. I gotta still play it at my wedding. Like,
there are people to this day who still think that he should be released from jail.
Yes.
So he can continue making music.
And get his money back, too.
There are people who think that he is owed an apology.
Yes. Even though he was literally convicted of these things that he was done and proven
with proof.
With proof. Yeah.
Some of it video.
Yep. But the parents, you know, they're the problem, you know, so.
Well, the parents should be in jail too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. No one's saying they shouldn't be.
Yeah. Like, absolutely.
What's your point?
The thing is like, I feel like those people are just like, aren't, they can't grasp the fact that like, we want people brought to justice no matter what. It's just like, yes, the parents should be in jail. Like, what are you talking about? Your terms are acceptable.
Yeah, like,
because they all they can think of is the fact that if they're in jail, that means they won't make any more music.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that R. Kelly was not making music at the time.
He really wasn't.
He was effectively retired.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, you know, he made my favorite song. And I, you know, right? Yeah. Trapped in the Closet is a whole banger. And I don't know what y'all want from me.
Look, you do not need to step in the name of love anymore. You don't need to do it. You can just let it go.
You really can.
Step in the name of justice. How about that?
Step in the name of justice.
Step in the name of not touching kids.
I wonder if there's going to be like an actual allegation come out for Drake after this. Like somebody comes forward and said that he actually did touch them.
I feel like we need some like legit this to that, because I don't want any old like bird coming out and being like, Drake touched me, give me some money. And it's just like, girl, no, like we need some legit claims.
Right.
Like,
we need some legitimacy. We need some receipts.
Yeah. We want Drake to be brought to justice and everything for like this actual shit, not you trying to get a fucking paycheck and everything because you want your 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah. Oh, this has been quite a journey for a weekend. All started last night with the first sound of the hellfire that was from Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, wait, when did Euphoria drop? Because that was like a couple days ago, right?
Euphoria?
That was on the Tuesday.
Yeah.
I remember. Because we all joked like, man, he really woke up on a random Tuesday just to hate. And yes.
Yes, he did.
It has been 5 days. And just in those 5 days, so much has happened.
A lot has happened.
We're waiting for the response, Drake.
I don't think he's going to... I mean, what can he really say, though?
He's got to say something. He got to say something.
I don't... Like I said, I don't think an apology is going to sit there and cut it. Because it's just like, you can't... There's no coming back from being called a pedophile.
That's true. It all depends on what his PR team is going to probably tell him what to do. Because now it's like... This is a PR like nightmare. Like you're getting accused of being a pedophile. Like that's no small.
They're basically like, all right, Drake, let's just push a T it and, and call it a day.
Let's pack it up.
Well, look, what are you gonna do? Send them a apology basket?
No, they're just gonna be like, look, I talked to my boy, whoever this guy is who does producer beats, and he said I have to stop. So the beef is over.
The beef is over.
I gotta pick up my ball and go home.
Damn. Look, it was over Tuesday.
It's over when Drake says it's over.
You mean it's over when Kendrick says it's over? Because he's the one who's like, he's winning by a landslide right now.
Yeah, he really was. Especially, I think Meet the Grams was like the nail in the coffin. I was like, that was it. Like, all right, tap out now.
Yeah, at this point, he's like, he done pushed the casket into the grave, and now he's just kind of pissing on it.
Yeah.
The man said he has more in the back pocket. He got more in the clip.
I think I'm listening to this new diss record probably a few more times tonight.
Same.
Because it was really good.
It was kind of a bop.
It was really good. Like, I could be in the club with this.
Yeah. He said you can't make a dance, right? Well.
He literally proved everybody wrong.
Again.
Yeah, because that one line, like, I probably struck a chord, but it's
A minor.
I was like,
that was so disgusting and rude and disrespectful and incredible.
That was filthy.
That was
like,
so nasty.
I really want to know what my coworker has to say about this when I get in Monday, because I left and he was like, Drake bodied him because of that Euphoria shit. He's like, Drake bodied him. Euphoria was mid. It was trash. He could have done better than that. Blah, 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 blah. I really want to know what he thinks now.
Yeah. See, I don't work with anybody that's really into hip-hop at my job, which is probably for the best, because we probably won't talk about this. But I have social media for this, so.
Oh, man. I work with people who are about this hip-hop life.
You're lucky, because I work with mostly white people, and they do not care about business.
Not to mention, would you really care what they have to say about hip-hop?
If they did listen to it?
Yeah, no.
Exactly.
They'd probably say something like, Eminem would have done this in one song.
Yuck.
I would have had to go to jail. I would have shot that place up. I'm like, what? Sorry. Everybody had to die because somebody said something stupid.
God.
If only. I had to pay your bail.
Yeah, I help you out for that one. That's a term of insanity.
Like, if that's what someone will say to you,
yeah, I understand.
We would pull the money together to get your bail out.
That's good.
Because that's great. That's insanity inducing.
I would have went bonkers. Like, what the hell are we talking about?
All I ask is that you message us beforehand.
That's fair. The funny thing is that my manager actually doesn't like Eminem. And he's white. I was like, thank God. I was like, thank God you have some sense. Because what are we talking about?
Wait, is your manager gay by chance?
Yes.
That all makes sense.
That, yeah, like all the stuff I was telling you about, like, yeah, that, yeah.
Because most people who don't like Eminem usually are black people who don't like him or white people who are gay and love a pop star that he talked about in the past.
Yeah, because he loves Mariah Carey.
Oh, well, there you go.
Like, he likes Beyonce, he likes Mariah.
If he likes Mariah, he definitely like Eminem.
Oh, yeah, we had like a whole Mariah, like, kind of day. It was pretty interesting.
All right, guys, any final thoughts on our certified beef episode?
Go Kendrick.
Not go Kendrick.
Slaughter him. Misuse your influence. Bring hate back.
Not bring hate back.
Spin the block one more time.
Down with Drake?
Yeah.
You get two thumbs down. Sorry, like, I can't even say get in the booth, bitch, because, like, you...
This
like,
is the bloodbath I wanted, and then some.
Man, my stand card is now shredded.
I tell Drake to get in the booth, but it ain't gonna be worth much, because...
Drake stands on watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta turn that shirt in, to a thrift store.
Look, you're gonna have to bury that shirt.
I'm putting it to a thrift store. Someone else...
Look,
it might be an Aubrey Angel out there who might want that shirt.
Look, man.
No.
Look.
There could be a Drake defender out there.
I hate you.
They might want that shirt.
Just bury it in your closet and just leave it there.
Why? I don't want that energy in my house.
Look,
don't put it out into the world either.
Why not?
Just, I tell you what you do. You just take it and just throw it in the dumpster. Let a homeless person take it for warmth.
I mean, that's pretty much the same thing would happen if I take it to the thrift store. Like, they'll...
Well, probably. I hope it gets stolen if you take it to the thrift store.
Yeah, because what if they know, like, there would be somebody aware of the beef and be like, oh my God.
It's going to be a thrift around here. Nobody knows about the beef around here. Really.
Or, like, open a manhole and just drop it in there.
Oh my God, y'all are being really dramatic about this t-shirt.
It's cursed. It has cursed energy. You need Gojo and them to exercise it or something.
Whoa, we don't use that word in the house anymore.
Whoa, what's wrong? Wait, don't you have a little Gojo?
Where is it?
Oh, well, damn.
Yeah, you know, we don't
use that word in the house anymore.
We don't speak.
I'm sorry.
That glorious white racist.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Get some other jujutsu sorcerer to kind of exercise the shirt or whatever.
Who else do I like on that show besides him, though? The dude with the demon things, he's cool.
What?
The guy that gets like the demons he summons? The black haired dude?
Megumi? Like,
oh, Megumi?
Yeah, I like him.
Oh.
Isn't he dead, though?
Oh, get one of your precious Quincy's to shoot an arrow at.
You're right. There we go.
No.
There we go.
Damn it.
Good idea. Good idea.
What did you say? Why do you bring up them Quiggers?
Okay. Time to mute you both. Because... All right. Thank you for tuning in this episode of DHC. We'll see you next time.